Last presentation, but not least for the day, generating for Buildstream projects, yet another ecosystem by Abdirahim and the guest.
Don't you guys. Okay.
There you go. Go ahead.
So hello everyone. I'm Abdirahim. I work at CodeThink, and this is Dom, my colleague. So he worked with me on this project. So so who I am? I'm a maintainer of the Apache Buildstream project in ASF parlance, that's called project management committee member, and I've been the chair of the PMC since December, and I work at CodeThink. So what is Buildstream? Some of you might not be aware of what is Buildstream. So it's a powerful software integration tool that allows you to automate the integration of software components, including anything you want, so from operating systems to a small application. It has the following advantages. That's from the website. But so it has a declarative build instructions definition in YAML. It supports for both the developer and the integrator workflow. So we will do the same. We'll use the same tool for developers. You can open a workspace. That's what Buildstream does to work on the project. And then you can build the whole operating system image with it. It's fast and predictable. And predictable, especially because it isn't affected by what you have installed on your system. Everything is in a sandbox. It's extensible. You can write plugins for anything you want. We'll discuss the two kinds of plugins. And we can use it to bootstrap tool set chains and operating systems. There is this project called Free Desktop SDK Binary Seed, which uses the live bootstrap to bootstrap from a very small binary all the way to a whole tool chain. So what does a minimal? I'll go ahead and explain a bit about the Buildstream concepts, because I will need them, because like when the previous presenter was talking about Swift products and packages, so if you don't know the concepts, it will be hard to follow. So a minimal Buildstream project will have one or more import elements to import the base tools so that you have at least something in your sandbox, because by default there's nothing. One or more build elements, so using whatever build tool you want. So there are plugins for AutoTools, Meson, CMake, and you could write things for plugins for any other build system. Then you have the compose element, which takes multiple elements and puts them together and allows you to exclude files you don't need, for example, debug information or development files and headers. And then we have an element to package them all, depending on what you want to do. So what you want to produce, an OS image, a Docker image, so whatever you want. A Flatpak for a Flatpak application if you're on Linux. And then to have a project, you need a project.conf file at the root of the directory. So we'll try to, well, not a whole project, but at least an idea of how that would work. So here we have the base image. I am importing a Docker image from the Free Desktop SDK project, which is a project built with Buildstream. If you are building your thing with Buildstream, you generally use Free Desktop SDK. You could use it at the Buildstream level. This is what we call a junction. But here, for simplicity, I'm just using the Docker image that's produced by the Free Desktop SDK. So the first line, the kind of the element, so this is an import element which just takes its sources and puts them as is into the artifact. Then you have the list of sources, and you have one single source of kind Docker, which downloads the Docker image, in this case, freedesktop.sdk/sdk. We haven't specified the URL, so it's from Docker Hub. And then the ref here is the manifest digest of the image. So it is exactly the image that you have to specify the image exactly. You can't just give it a tag and ask it to pull whatever is the latest image in that tag. So you have to use the exact SHA-256 manifest digest. So here's an example where I used a Docker image, but it could be a tarball, a rootfs tarball generated by debootstrap or anything. It doesn't really depend on Docker. So we can do the same thing with platform.bst. So for a free desktop SDK platform, which is, these are used at the Flatpak manifests. So the SDK contains the compilers and things like that, and the platform only contains the runtime. Then we have build elements. For each element, we have, again, the kind, AutoTools in this case. So that's the plugin in question. So here we have the AutoTools plugin. We could have Maison, CMake, whatever. The sources, here I'm using GNU Hello. So it's a tarball, so kind tar, the URL, and the SHA-256 of the tarball. And I have build dependencies and runtime dependencies. Here I'm using the platform and SDK that we imported before, but you could depend on other build elements that you are building. Then the compose element, in this case, it's not really useful. GNU Hello doesn't really have much, tons of development files, and we didn't add instructions on how to split the debug information. So it won't be excluded because it's integrated in the binary. But this is how you would do it in general. And then we can have another element to package the result in whatever we want, an OCI pack, OCI image, disk image, Flatpak, whatever. This is something that I said, that there is an OCI plugin that is unmaintained, but there is a script element, which is a core plugin in BuildStream, which allows you to run any command you want. So as long as you have a tool that can generate OCI images that doesn't require privileges, so that it can run in the sandbox, you can use it. And then the project.conf. Not much to see here. The name of the project, the minimum BuildStream version needed, and the plugins. In this case, we've used AutoTools and Docker, which are part of the BuildStream plugins collection, which is a collection of plugins maintained by the BuildStream project. You may notice that we haven't declared all other plugins, like the tar, the import, the script, we haven't really used it. But these are core plugins. They are part of BuildStream. Then we have BuildStream plugins, which is a collection of plugins maintained by the BuildStream team. Then we have another project, BuildStream Plugins Community, which contains community plugins. So what we can see here is that BuildStream should know everything about all the sources that get into the construction of whatever artifact we have. So there is nothing on the system that Billstream doesn't know it, that affects the artifact. So it should be able to generate a complete SBOM, right? Right? So there are a few challenges here. So the first one, just knowing all the tarballs, the Docker images, and the Git Git commits that get into the build isn't enough, because people expect more information out of the SBOM. For example, version numbers, dependencies between the various components, licenses, and many other things. Some of them, most of them are considered optional, but but someone may consider some things to be very important. For example, the licenses, sometimes they are very important. So we can't really say they're optional. So the solution we have implemented with Billstream 2.5 is to allow the source plugins, so like the Docker and tar in these examples. There are other source plugins for Git, for things like that. We ask them to provide this information about sources rather than having a single tool that tries to know everything, every possible plugin. So Billstream can also ask the plugins for this information, and we can display it as YAML, which can be consumed by other tools. So here's an example. So we have this is coming from the Git repo plugin. So that's the kind. It gives us the URL. The medium, it says that it's a Git repository. And this version is a commit, so the commit hash. Then it has a version guess, 2.42, and then it's allowed to give other more information, and in this case it gave us that it guessed the version from the tag that's called glibc 2.42, but that there are 48 commits ahead of that tag. That's some information that the plugin can give us. We can try to make it into an SBOM. So this is using this, we developed a tool called Billstream SBOM that you run inside your Billstream project, and that can generate an SPDX formatted SBOM using that information. Something to add here is that the dependency information was already available from Billstream. So this is more information that we can get and that we can use to generate an SBOM. Another thing that's, I'd say, in progress, we allow the author of the Billstream project to add more information to the sources. So whenever we declare a source, like a Git repository or a tarball, we can add some more information here. For now, there is this homepage and issue tracker, but because that's something that came up, but we are working on making this more generic and allowing a lot more information to be added by the project author. Yeah, we can come back to it. So, and this comes into this gets added to the source information. That's another example, but yeah. Another challenge we faced is mapping the Billstream concepts of elements and sources to SPDX. So SPDX has packages, files, and snippets. I'm not sure exactly what snippets are, but at least we have packages and files. It looked, yeah, and Buildstream is not a package manager. So we don't really have packages. So what we could do, the closest I could come up with, is mapping elements and sources to packages. So each source is a package, each element is a package, and then we add the relationships, so generated from, to link elements to their sources, and depends on to link the dependencies between the elements. Yeah, but not all sources are packages. We have sources, anything that gets into the build has to come in via a source, and even things like patches. I take this tar ball and I patch it, but both of these are a tar source and then a patch source. And this is something we hit recently, is that these patches, they're not really packages. Yeah, I don't know. They should be.
A package is a collection of files.
Yeah, it's a single file in this case.
A set of files, one set.
Yeah.
And a file is a set of snippets.
Yeah. Okay. That's all. Thank you for... And yeah, I would like to open the floor for comments, suggestions, questions, whatever you may.
So where is the tool?
Sorry?
So where is the tool now? Is it on?
Up on GitHub?
On GitHub somewhere?
It's on GitLab, yeah.
Please repeat what he asked.
Yeah. He asked, is it on GitHub, GitLab? It's on GitLab. So github.com/buildstream/buildstream-sbom.
Oh.
Buildstream-sbom. Just to make that.
More questions?
I have one. So basically what you're doing there is...
Take the mic.
Yeah.
And get inside the frame.
So the information that you...
Hello. Yeah. So the data that you're collecting there is essentially what goes into a SaaS attestation to generate build provenance. Do you support that? Have you planned on doing that?
We don't have a plan to do that, but
we do now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because it's So because the build attestation is exactly what it does, all of the inputs, and then the formula that you apply to them, which you already have them as well. And then,
Can you go back a couple slides to when I was sort of about to say something? So if you go back a couple more. Yeah. Are there other things that you think we should make sure we can capture for the provenance? I'm sort of wondering, vulnerability notifications, things that so they can get populated and instantiated into these SBOMs for contacts and things like that as part of the agent stuff. Yeah, the security, like the security relevant information.
Yeah. So one thing that we definitely want to have regarding security is the ability to map this source to a PURL or a CPE.
Yeah.
So that we can use the output SBOM to pass it to another tool to extract vulnerabilities. We're currently working on using on making sure that our SBOM can be consumed by CVE binary tool.
Okay.
And that is our plan regarding.
Okay. I'm just sort of thinking that since you're actually taking in pulling in some of the data, there may be some things to enrich the quality of the final SBOMs that you can capture in a standard way and then set up a precedent for other projects to do.
We are working on CVEs, Josh. Yeah, we are working on that.
Yeah. What's the motivation for doing this? Never, and not know what Buildstream is.
But what's the motivation?
Uh,
What's the motivation of having S-bombs anyway? It's, I mean, yeah, it's...
Customer?
Yeah.
And pain. Sorry? Lots of pain. That's the reason we're here.
Pain and a customer.
Okay.
As open source always is.
Yeah.
I think...
I was just wanting to reply to the gentleman there in terms of motivation. So actually, I'm a developer, also a co-link that's using GoStream and actually some of these technologies for our customers. So what we're doing this is within embedded devices where we might be producing whole system images for these, and we need, and our customers, because of the CRA, because of their regulatory requirements, need to have all this information, but doing this in such a way that they can do this off a single pipeline. So if BuildStream, essentially, as the speaker laid out, is you can put all of your sources in there, and you're using a single system image of a single source of truth. So therefore, this tooling becomes very important, because ultimately, if we can just take that firehose and produce high quality S-bomb, as you know, I had the pleasure of being in the track earlier on today to hear about the efforts to do that. This is why.
You want to summarize that for the mic?
Yeah, that's a bit too long. Yeah.
Okay, so the comment was that people actually use that to actually produce images, and having a single whole built setup that can also generate complete and accurate S-bombs, it's definitely a plus, right? All right. Let's thank again the speakers.
Thank you.